B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. Dan's dates at 12:50. Dan Shaughnessy's headline from over the weekend: I am officially hoping Tom Brady leaves the Patriots. This was actually late last week, I should say.
Yeah, it ran Sunday print, but it went out Friday.
Yeah. Had you put this out yet when we...
I think it was out Friday in time for your last hour.
That's probably...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. We were there together, weren't we?
I saw you that night at the TV.
Yes, that's what it was. I'm like, we've chatted about this already briefly. You say, I just want it to be over. And I officially am hoping Tom Brady leaves the Patriots. Sorry.
Not in a bad way.
What do you mean
Tell
me the positive spin on this. Why it's a positive.
Positive is this. That in my view, they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady at quarterback. That's behind us. He's
wrong.
43 years old. People still talk about him like he's 28 years old or something. You know, I mean, he's 43 years old. The limitations are there.
I know. How did he do it when he was 41?
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know. And that was that should have been it. Confetti come down your head, you walk away.
There's an article coming out of Jacksonville today, and it lists every single defensive guy that they had. You should see these all-pro defensive guys they've had on that defense from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, somebody asks, how the hell did this defense not win a Super Bowl?
Right.
And one guy replied with the correct answer. It's Tom Brady.
Okay.
You knock Gronkowski out at halftime with a concussion, and all Tom Brady did was go to Danny Amendola for the win.
Okay.
Down 14. Go ahead.
I just don't believe that you can continue to do this at that level and be the best team with a 43-year-old quarterback. So, in that interest, I would rather see Brady go elsewhere and play for another team, which would be a team that we can adopt and watch that team, the Los Angeles Bradys, whatever.
Yeah.
And then see what Bill Belichick does with here. Because another year of, Tom's back. Oh, yeah, we'll probably win the AFC East. Oh, my God, 11-5, get knocked out for a second round. I'm not. There's no future in that. There's a limit to that. So, yes, so I'm done with it. And I don't like being jerked around the way this thing's going with the social media and the little clues.
Who's jerking
and all
you around?
Stuff like this. The little social media cues. I mean, I understand we have to talk about it. It's sports radio. It's like what we do. It's a real.
Right.
It's the biggest story. Just about the biggest story of all time, what he's going to do in 2.5 weeks, whatever it is.
Felker Maz did 4 hours on lip reading yesterday.
Yeah,
That's where we're at on this thing.
I understand that. And I'm that's worn me out. And I was surprised, Beetle, that the degree of acceptance or agreement that column generated. Because generally, if I say today's Tuesday, everybody says, yeah, you suck, the whole thing like that, you're wrong. I understand that. It comes to the territory. But there was a lot of agreement with that one because people are... And, people say that. It's like saying I won't watch the Red Sox anymore, mm-hmm. but you still will. So, I understand. I mean, obviously, if Tom Brady can come back and they win the Super Bowl, then that's the best story. We all know that. And he's been here 20 years, and we all love that. Great.
But you're bored of that, Dan. You've been a tomato can guy.
But that's what it boils down to. I'm not saying you're being dishonest. I'm not saying that you're purposely misleading anyone. But it all comes down to the story.
Absolutely.
And for you... The better story is Tom Brady playing elsewhere.
But Dan also believes that they can't win with Brady. They can't win a title.
Even competitively, I think it's just, I'm not saying they're going to win without him.
Anyone that wants Tom Brady back, I don't think feels that way.
No. You want Tom Brady back to win. That's where you're wrong.
Yeah, I think it's definitely in play. I think it's in play.
Do you think they're further away from contending?
Well, wait a minute. I'm just saying you have to get this thing in motion to the future. And you may as well do it now.
If I felt the way you feel about winning, if you felt, they can't win a Super Bowl with Brady, then I get what you're saying. Rip the Band-Aid off. Why delay the inevitable? But I don't agree with you on that.
Okay, so that's
so.
Okay.
If you believe the Patriots can win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, why would you ever believe that they should move on from
him? Right.
Okay.
But if you believe what you believe, I would say that's the take you should have.
Has any 43-year-old quarterback ever won anything? No.
And no, has a 41-year-old quarterback ever won the Super
Bowl? Yeah, and that should have been it.
Has a quarterback ever won six of them? I mean, you're not talking about...
I understand.
You're talking about a guy that's sort of...
But you know...
Rewritten the book.
If you were bringing in the 07 team with 43-year-old Tom Brady, then I'd say, yeah, okay, go for it. But with what's there, and with him at his age, no.
I don't believe they can win with what's there. They would need to add to this.
A lot.
And they would need to add to this to be able to win no matter who their quarterback was. Whether it was a 25-year-old, the next Tom Brady, whoever you want to anoint as that person, if they had Patrick Mahomes right now, they're not winning the Super Bowl with what they had on that roster last year.
Okay.
They're not doing it. You agree?
We agree on that.
Okay, then so it's not just about Brady adding more for Brady. It's about you need more, period. Mm.
You need more, period. And to Hardy's point, for me, it is the story. There's more to talk about if he's not here. If he's here, it's the same thing. I mean, for you guys... You don't have to admit it here, but you know I'm right. Your shows are more interesting over the next year if he goes. They are. Because you're talking about the next phase of the Patriots without Tom. What can Bill do without Tom?
You're talking
about what's Tom doing with his new team. You have so much to talk about where if he comes back, it's the same crap.
That is
interesting. Oh, gee, you think they'll win the AFC East? Yeah, I think they'll probably beat the friggin' Jets again. You know, yeah. So I'm just not interested in repeating that narrative again.
I think locally... So let's pretend he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one place and one place only where he's got to go to where we will be hanging on every single throw and story coming out of there, and that's Tennessee. Because if I don't feel an attachment to the Chargers, no, because I don't think he's going to win there.
I know.
He's got a chance to win at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Like, when we're doing games, the 1 o'clock, we go, okay, when's Tennessee
absolutely.
Playing? If you're with the Chargers or Raiders, okay, if he's playing, we'll see it. If not, I'm not going to.
I get you.
But I will go out of my way if he goes to Tennessee to play. Mm-hmm. Because he feels that they built it the right way.
We'll have a whole dedicated staff of reporters to Tom's team.
You could send Tootsie's there.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Who?
A Mittens.
My man?
Yeah.
My man Ben?
Send him down there.
The best.
Hey, yeah.
Love him.
You think there's going to be a second team for New England?
Yeah. It'd be like having the Red Sox and the Braves both playing in Boston at the same time.
Beetle, yes.
Back in the good old days.
You and I said, we'll be going out of our way to watch these games.
Yeah, I don't know that everybody will do that, though.
I know, I understand. But you would, I mean.
I would.
You would have so much to talk about. And again, I'm all about that.
There could potentially be football Mondays around here where we may lead with
Brady's game over the Patriots game.
Oh,
damn.
That's me saying that.
Where we talk about the Tennessee Titans win over.
Did you see the fourth quarter comeback by Brady? How many times have we seen that?
Programming, Beetle.
And you're rooting for that.
Yes.
I'm not rooting for that.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
Winning.
Are you really rooting for, like, you think they can win the AFC East with 43-year-old Tom?
Yes.
No.
What have you seen that tells you they can't do that?
I saw Tom in the second half of last year. The ball's in the dirt. The ball's out of bounds.
Because
those guys are open.
And again, this is where your notion that it's not just about, you know, the story. It's about him not being able to win here. Part of the better story is him going somewhere else and winning somewhere else.
Or looking bad because he's outside the system here and getting exposed as a 43-year-old quarterback.
All right. But do you think he's got a better chance of winning elsewhere?
Depends on where that is.
Well, name a place where he's got a better chance of winning the Super Bowl in Tennessee than he does with New England.
I believe that.
See, to me, that's way too big of a leap. Yes,
he may have
a few more weapons there, but it's a whole new system. It's a whole new thing. It's a whole new deal. You know, the comfort level of a guy who's been playing as long as Tom Brady has can't be understated.
Don't forget, that was a 9-17. That was a 9-17 last year.
He can drop back. He can just hand off a lot there. I mean,
what if that kid doesn't sign there?
Well, then anybody should be able to win there.
You're the quarterback in the room here.
Right.
I mean, with his skill set and his limitations and the way that they mask the things that he doesn't do well and promote the things that he does do well, isn't that hard to translate to a new team?
I'd be pounding Vrabel to say, hey, I'm coming. Find a way to get me Edelman, too.
Uh-huh.
I need Edelman in the slot. You put the two big kids outside. Now we're off and running with that back. Good Lord.
I mean, any team that thinks they're getting Dan Marino at 30 years old, you know, drop back and sling it down the field, that's not him.
Hey.
And just because he's won all these Super Bowls.
Pete threw 55. And then the arm fell off. Yep. That was after he was hurt. He couldn't throw. So, and we saw Peyton hit that wall.
Let's get to the action update. Your reaction to Dan, 617-779-0985. I see the phone lines loaded up. We'll get your calls next.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's coming back. He's coming back.
This is crazy.
What'd you tell Boeheim?
You got it.
Here's the phone number.
We thank our good friends Lambert's for lunch today. Always have us on down there. Bestseller Bar in Boston. Easy. Pop in, pop out.
Man, good food.
Yeah, boy.
Dan was as familiar with Lambert's.
Dan goes, oh.
I'm like, what? Of course.
What's Lambert's? Never heard of it. I'm like, you live in Newton. You've never gotten a tree from Lambert's? How many trees they sell? Christmas trees?
I should know.
Let's go to Tommy in the car. Tommy.
Hey, listen, guys. Shaughnessy.
Yes.
I don't agree with a lot of stuff you have to say, but I'm going to tell you, you're right on with this. I'm sick of this stupid. He was trying to read his lip for 4 hours. Are you freaking kidding me? Come on. Will you grow the hell up? What's up with my coronavirus and see what real life's about? And so, Lack, I got to tell you something. I'm surprised at you. There's no way the Patriots are going to win another Super Bowl with Brady at quarterback. You have to lose unless you think so. And by the way, Lambert's Christmas tree sucks.
Wow.
I get mine there, and I think they're great each and every year. So you had the ball at home against Miami in the final game that you blew, and you would have had a first-round bye. And you also had the ball three times in your hands against the Kansas City Chiefs and overcame three blown calls. So you tell me if you're further or closer to what the truth is. I think you're a hell of a lot more closer than what it is. Problem is, you need the quarterback to do it. You ain't closer with Stidham.
I understand that.
And if you elect to go the other way, then that's sort of fait accompli. You know what's going to happen.
You'd go 2 years on Brady.
You have to. You can't go
one. I understand that it would only, that's the only condition.
Man, I said this yesterday. What about a one-year deal, 25?
Of course.
You tack on 13.5 with the dead cap. He's at 38.5 if you go 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You have no money to spend on anybody. You have to go 2 year minimum extension with him.
Alan in California on Dan's piece. You supportive of Dan as well?
Yes.
Dan, the commenters in the Globe are always too hard on you, and I'm the first person that ever used the Sheriff Bledsoe metaphor, and then I saw that you picked up on it one day, a few weeks later. And that really sums up how we feel as fans, is that Tom is a good fit for us, but, sort of, but we're not really a good fit for Tom. The team isn't a good fit for Tom. We're just basically a very poor suitor for Tom at this point. He should be going to the Titans, maybe get Antonio Brown, and just admire what, could happen. That's basically it. And we should be talking about Jared Stidham a little bit more.
Well, I appreciate all those thoughts. And check your online later today. I have a column about the commenters.
Oh. A column about the commenters coming up from Dan Shaughnessy. Alan, the thing that stands out to me from what Alan just said is if you throw out the 20 years, you throw out that Tom Brady is a Patriot forever, no matter where he ends up playing next season, that he will always be a Patriot. Throw all that out and just go with Brady's a free agent. Where's the best landing spot for him? It's a hard case to make that it's the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
All things being equal.
Except that he knows.
Hard thing to say.
But in terms of what he's surrounded by, of course. Hard to make that case.
Yeah, in terms of the roster, in terms of where they are in their sort of build and how close they are to the Super Bowl and all of those things.
But one thing that's in his favor to be here, obviously knowing the system and the coach, is that he knows...
It's a huge thing, though.
He knows he's going to be in the playoffs. He knows he's going to win his division, no matter what. You can count on that.
Greg in Lincoln. Hi, Greg.
I have to completely agree with Dan Shaughnessy here.
What is happening here? I told
Jesus.
You. Alternate universe.
One of the biggest fallacies is that the Tennessee Titans are a quarterback away from the Super Bowl. That's all they needed.
really, because when Brady played Kansas City back in December, he went 19 of 36 and completed 52% of his passes, 63 QBR. Tannehill at least completed 67% of his passes, didn't throw an interception, and had a 108 QB rating.
Oh, my God. I need to hang up on that call.
Stats. This guy's on.
Oh, my God. That is so painful.
He was ready.
Ryan Tannehill's better than Tom Brady because I'm going to sit here and read stat lines to you because Brady completed 52% in a game versus Ryan Tannehill at 67. Do you know anything about the sport? Did you watch the games?
You don't know the sport.
Arm, what are you doing?
Stats. Moron. That's a moron.
He was ready.
Ryan Tannehill blows. And if you want that guy leading your football team,
good luck.
Your team is going to suck. They're never going to go anywhere because he is the leader and the quarterback. The Titans were not good because of Ryan Tannehill. They were not. That's not why the Titans were good.
Can't wait to see when they tag him. Titans have a deadline coming up. What is it? When's that start? March 12th? When you can start tagging the guy?
The Titans franchise tag were him. Ultimately limited because they had that guy playing quarterback. So, yes, that is true. They're in the Super Bowl if Brady's their quarterback last year.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not a 9-7 team. They're probably 12-4 team. Brady probably gets them three more wins. Yeah.
Were the Titans good enough to beat Kansas City?
How do you have the balls to Brady call? Quarterback? Seriously, though, how do you have the balls with that type of take to call in?
Because you don't know anything.
I thought it was a good
because
take.
You're talking about QBR.
You really think that's a good take?
QBR come on our show and completion percentage.
I really think that's a good take.
No, he agreed with me. I'm Jesus, Dan. He agreed with me.
QBR and completion percentage now decides how good you are.
You write articles against therefore, the tomato can.
Therefore, Tannehill is better than Brady. Stop it.
Come on.
You got to come up with something better than that.
That's just dumb.
We've got multiple Pauls in Rhode Island on the line today. So
really?
There's
probably stupid.
Well, they were on at the same time, so I don't know which Paul we have right now. Paul?
Yeah.
You calling us on multiple lines?
What?
Are you calling on multiple lines, or is there another Paul in Rhode Island that calls our show, too?
No, there's only one that made...
Okay.
That made... Listen, the idea of the call is this. There's no way that Brady is going to go to another team if it doesn't have a perfect team. You got 49ers that have a perfect team for Brady.
You did this yesterday.
24, 36. Yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
I'm getting to a point, and you have an honorable journalist in your platform right now. It isn't about the money, because he's a priceless quarterback. The guy wants a two-year contract. What I'm getting at is he's not going to the Raiders. He's not going to a Cinderella team like the Titans. To prove what? To prove what? He'd rather go to a perfect team that's all around what he needs.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
You know, Felger Mass took his call twice.
Twice.
Yesterday.
Another guy who agrees with me.
Well, I don't know that he agrees with you. He said he's priceless and he's back.
Honorable,
so he eliminated.
He said he's not leaving. He said he did call you an honorable.
He did say that
honorable journalist that you were currently on our platform.
Where is he going? He eliminated the Titans. What team is he putting them on?
Paul has him here. He said he's not leaving. He said he's not leaving. Anthony in Framingham. Anthony.
Hi guys. Hi Zoe.
Good.
What makes anyone think that anything's going to, if Brady comes back, given his salary cap and the team currently constituted the way it is, what is going to change from last year? I mean, Belichick has walked away from many an all-star, many a Pro Bowl player. It's about longevity. I mean, what changes in 1 year that Brady's back?
Yeah, Zoe.
I don't understand the question. What do you mean, what changes?
Well, how are they going to be any better than last year?
Or your 12-win team last year?
Clamor to bring Brady back.
Pardon me?
What's all the clamor to bring Brady back? We have to move on. I mean, he's going to bring a cap. Who are you going to get for wide receivers? I mean, nothing's going to change. It'll be the same results.
Well, you got Edelman, Sanu, and N'Keal Harry. You need to pick up one more guy and find a tight end.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah. So what if that guy's OBJ? So OBJ, N'Keal Harry, Muhammad Sanu, and Edelman. That wouldn't do it for you?
When does Sanu come back?
You need a tight end. You need a tight end, too.
I said, yeah, I got to get a tight end. You got your backs. Your backs are all set. Andrew's back. You can slide carry. So
that would make a big difference.
Yeah.
Make a big difference.
I'll roll with that.
Lee's in Quincy. Hi, Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Ellie.
Hi. So I'm sorry. I had a little coronavirus scare.
No. You had a scare yourself?
Shut up. It's a legit. Well, one of my neighbors, her daughter, was studying over in Italy, and the schools eventually sent them home. So there was, like, nothing. Oh, there was no food in any of the supermarkets. They had these makeshift tents to screen people. Everyone was walking around in masks. So they sent them home. But when she got home, she flew from Italy to Paris and from Paris to here, and nobody screened her. She was not screened at all.
Oh, great.
So they called her pediatrician, and they're like, well, you know, what should we do? They're like, you should probably quarantine her. So basically a pediatrician was like, you know, yeah, you should quarantine her. She's like, so she's not happy, but she's going to be.
They don't have any,
this, Lee. Nobody knew where she came from.
They don't have any other options now. Like, so that person called their doctor, and the doctor had nothing they could do for them.
No, but my point is that if anyone coming from Italy, like Italy is one of the largest outbreaks right now.
Yes.
Yep. So people coming to front, wherever they go, if they go from Italy to Paris, they should be screened in Paris.
Right.
They're not being screened. They're making like they're doing, you know, layovers and then coming to Boston.
So imagine the contacts they made there and how it spreads.
Well,
so
it's like she could have it coming from Italy, but if it's not a direct flight from Italy, they're not screening these people.
But you're also mentioning the panic that set in Italy where there was no food.
Oh, yeah. She said it was, she said she like literally went there and she's like, she said she went to the store. She's like, Mom, there's nothing here. She didn't want to come home. But then finally she's like, I think I should come home. She's like, there's nothing here. Everyone's walking around with suitcases. Everyone's trying to get out of here. She's like, there's no food, there's no water.
Wait until that happens in the streets of Canton, and then Hardy will finally see the light. When everyone's, when all the zombies, when all the coronavirus zombies are walking around with suitcases.
I got like 16 jars of peanut butter and like 10 loaves of bread, and I froze them.
Yeah. And Shaughnessy can't go get a Mai Tai at any point in time. Like, you know, what happens then, Dan? Then you're going to see the light?
Been trying to pick up a bottle of old granddad for 2 days. No one's open.
Can't find any high karate.
High karate was underrated.
That was great.
One more.
16 jars of peanut butter.
10 loaves of bread.
The bread in the freezer, though? That's smart.
I know. I put 2 loaves in there yesterday.
Yeah. And you know how long it takes bread to thaw out? Like, no time.
Yeah, you
can take bread out, like, at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're having toast at 7:30. It's no problem.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Well, maybe you should put it in your new fridge when you get that delivered next week.
I'll pick it up myself. I'll throw that in the back of the truck.
Who wants to deal with that?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have T-Bone come over and help me again.
He loves it. Like, fridge delivery is typically free when you buy the fridge.
Yeah, Hardy can watch me do it.
The same way he watched you carry a pool table.
It worked out last time.
More of your calls are coming up after this with Dan Shaughnessy, who says it's time for Tom Brady to go. He's rooting for that to happen. Dan's dates at 12:50.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, how long had that been playing? Had it been going on that long? Okay. Yeah, all
about
right.
2 minutes.
Okay. 2 minutes? No, it wasn't. All right. Welcome back. Zolak, Bertrand in our Town Fair Tire Studios with Dan Shaughnessy. 617-779-0985. Jason Tatum not going to play for the Celtics tonight? Illness?
Oh, he must be sick. Wonder what he's sick for.
Hey, load management.
Is that what it is?
The only one that's not is Walker. But is he back tonight?
Well, I guess Marcus Smart missed practice yesterday, too.
Huh.
It's interesting.
Jason Tatum's birthday is today.
Oh.
Had a couple of days off.
There was a little soiree Sunday night.
I wonder what they were up to.
Oh, birthday party. Private birthday party.
Yeah.
A couple guys had to get some help.
Yeah, I was just looking at a headline. Illness likely to sideline Jason Tatum on his birthday.
Oh, I've been that sick before.
As Celtics host the Nets. Marcus Smart is in. Jason Tatum out.
A quick one. Smart got it out of him quick. That's good.
Whatever they were up to. They both come down with illnesses in recent days.
Happy birthday.
What for you want for
Happy birthday.
You guys are very suspicious.
Yeah, we are. We're cynical by nature.
Not at all.
Brian's in Scituate. Hey, Brian.
Hello. I was just calling. I totally agree with Shaughnessy on. He's the one who negotiated the free agency aspect for himself. And I don't know what the heck is he looking for anyways. What do you think? Some teams are going to give him, he wants to play till he's 45. So what, some teams are going to give him a 3-year guaranteed contract at $35 million a year? That's not going to happen. He doesn't. And so if he only gets what, a 1-year?
You don't know that.
Okay, if he gets 3 years of big money, I can understand why you'd say get lost. So that's different. You've got to explain the other part of it, which is how is the team better if he leaves? Or how is the team better off if he leaves?
Right.
Dan says they're not capable of winning the Super Bowl now with Brady.
I'm not saying.
And therefore, they need to start their rebuild sooner rather than later so that they get back to that point sooner.
Right.
Right? Am I summarizing that accurately?
Very well.
Okay.
Well put.
I disagree with you on a key element there, which is that they still, in my mind, can win the Super Bowl.
I understand.
With Brady.
Yeah, and I mean, of course they can, but I don't like.
Well, no,
I'm ready to move ahead without him. No, they can. Anything can happen. I mean, yeah, the Orioles could win the World Series this year. They can. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my money on that.
Can happen.
It could. Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible, but it's not even close to likely.
Correct.
Right?
Right. This has a chance, but I'd rather move on. It's just, and again, part of it's the story. Seeing what he does elsewhere, seeing what Bill does without him, that interests me. Winning the AFC East again with Tom being 43 does not interest me as much. That's all.
617-779-0985. The phone number with Dan Shaughnessy, who is with us in studio and is rooting for Brady to move on.
I'm just ready. I'm ready for it.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
But you wrote that you're pretty much rooting for it.
Well, yeah. Better programming.
Is that the Globe's rooting for? Is the Globe rooting for that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
This is from Scott, who says, they don't understand the email. Don't understand the narrative of people like Felger and Shaughnessy. I don't know that this is Felger's take, but Scott claims it is. That it is somehow boring if Brady comes back.
It's more boring than if he leaves. Yes, it is.
He says, is the thought of going 7-9 or 8-8 exciting to anyone? Is that exciting to you, Dan?
I would be interested in seeing them without him. I'm ready for that.
Also says, would you have the same outlook on any other Boston team?
There's really nothing equivalent to this. I mean,
to a quarterback.
There's nothing equivalent to this. This isn't.
What about LeBron? Oh, he jumps ship. But he sort of takes it smaller. It's five people play.
Yeah. I mean, one guy in that.
And he
sport,
runs the team. It's his team. It's his players. It's handpicked.
A quarterback alone can't carry you to a championship. I mean, with nothing around.
But I'm saying, like, from a fan standpoint, people. We'll transfer your fandom ship with LeBron. You'll go from Cleveland. Okay, now we're a Heat fan. Now we're a Laker fan. Yeah. You know? I think there's going to be, there'll be some Patriot fans that I'm just going to watch Brady.
Yeah, I think there will. There's a few of those.
Because when you fall that in love with a player for 20 years, it's hard to detach.
20
that,
years, your whole life.
Because there hasn't been that heartbreak. Like, he did something bad to one out.
We'll get to Dan's dates. It is the 3rd of March. What do we got? Good day, bad day, Dan?
I want to say it's a little on the quiet side.
We'll try and drum up some history for you by the time we get to Dan's dates coming up next.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Okay, today's March 3rd, and it's time now for Dan's dates, this date in history. You say it's a quiet day. We're trying to look up some other stuff for you to make this really
That's a pretty good day. Pretty I'm finding good. Well, good stuff.
I am too.
All right, you guys are doing better than I am.
I got some music ones that I'll lay on you at the end.
Big downers here, so we'll just go in from there. Birthdays on this day. I know that's you, Zoe. Jackie Joyner Kersee is 58 today.
Okay, it's a good one.
Herschel Walker. How old is he, Zoe?
Herschel is... I'm going to go 56.
58. Is he really 58?
Yeah, I thought you knew.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was my guess.
On the nose. The great Jessica Biel is 38 today.
I'll never forget Herschel going over the top at the one against Penn State in the Sugar Bowl, and it was a national title game.
All right.
Right over the top.
I'm not sure how to say that. Camila Cabello? Have I got that right?
Camila.
Camila?
Is it Camila?
I don't know.
Camila.
Camila.
She's a youngster.
Camila.
She's 23 today. And as we have mentioned.
Camila Cabello. That's how I hear it on the radio.
Camila Jason Tatum, who's not playing tonight, is 22 today.
Oh, he had his birthday party.
Evidently. Stuff that happened on March 3rd. In 1791, Congress passed a measure taxing distilled spirits, the first Internal Revenue Act in U.S. history. Florida became a state on this date in 1845. The Star Spangled Banner became the national anthem on this date in 31. So they'd already been playing it at ball games because I think 1918 it was.
But it wasn't official.
It was not official. It was not the official anthem. This date, 1934, John Dillinger escaped from Lake County Jail in Crown Point, Indiana. Some bad stuff on this date. I don't want to. So in 1943, 173 people died in London's East End, a crash of bodies at the tube station. Now, that is only the beginning.
Going to need some more information on that.
Going to need a little more. A crash of bodies or a crash of...
I want to know what the tube station is.
A crash of bodies at the tube station. It's the subway.
The subway, yes.
Yeah. It was being used as a wartime aid raid shelter. So that's all I got.
So... did
like an overcrowding
car?
Situation?
It feels like the tunnel. Just, I don't know.
What's the date on this, Dan?
1943, London's East End. So it's wartime. There's a lot of bombing going on there, so maybe some of the bombings were in 40-41.
This feels like one of these stories, like even if we hear it, we're not going to be able to wrap our heads around. Like, yeah. I can't with the molasses flood. Like, how many people died from the molasses flood?
How do you not
flood?
Outrun
I still don't get
we
that.
We were on the air in the 100th anniversary at the exact moment. I remember that. The exact moment.
Eerie.
100th. And you can still smell it.
How do you grab your
that's
purse?
That's what they say, although most people say that's nonsense.
No, it's true.
But I know that's what...
Yeah. Humid day. Yeah, down the north end.
Yes. Smell the molasses.
Okay.
Smell delightful, though.
1974, Turkish Air DC-10 crashed shortly after takeoff. 346 souls were taken. 1991, 25 people killed in United Airlines Boeing 737. It crashed in Colorado Springs. 2001, a plane carrying members of the National Guard. Heavy rain. Crashed, killing 21 on board.
I'm not flying ever on
it's
March 3rd.
It's not the friendly skies. This is not good.
Bad date.
Other stuff, I was there for this one. 1985, Kevin McHale went for 56 against the Pistons on a Sunday afternoon game. And
he always looked like he was in pain.
He took the foot off the accelerator on that one, and Larry told him, you know, you should have gone for more because I'm going to beat that. And 9 days later, Larry got 60 for the Celtic record.
Ball hog.
Yes. This was, against the Hawks.
This issue that happened in the subway tunnel is horrific.
Yeah, I didn't want to go into any more detail. You know,
well, you didn't know the details. I've now looked up the details.
They told everybody to run in the tunnel, and a train came in.
The air raid civil defense siren sounded.
They all run in the tunnel,
and it triggered people running to the tunnel. But there was no lighting in the tunnel. It was blacked out. A woman and her child fell three steps up from the bottom, the base. Which then had other people falling around her, which created, as it says here on Wikipedia, it tangled in an immovable mass which grew, and as people struggled to nearly a group of 300 people, some got free, but 173, most of them women and children, were crushed and asphyxiated.
At 173 killed?
Yes.
Just from people trying to push their way down into the tunnel, thinking, just keep pushing, you know, we've got to push everyone down into the tunnel, not realizing there was a group of people who had fallen over, and they were literally just crushing people as they tried to push down the tunnel.
Aren't you all glad I didn't elaborate on this now?
I wish you wouldn't have brought it up in the first place.
Well, yeah, sorry about that. Last one I have, 1991, Rodney King severely beaten by L.A. police officers in a scene captured on amateur video. That was the triggered the riots of 1991.
Once the police officers were found not guilty of violating, mm-hmm. Was it the civil rights trial that the rioting began after that? So that was a year and change later, because that was April 92 when the LA riots took place.
Right, so today was the actual
as the Sublime song instructs us.
Yeah. Right. Good. Let's try to find a more positive note.
Can we all just get along?
I mean, these are significant dates. They're just not happy dates.
Yeah.
You got some happy ones?
I got some music ones for Dan. 1966.
Yeah.
Neil Young, Stephen Stills.
Oh, God.
Together?
am I reading this wrong? That they formed Buffalo Springfield on this day in L.A. in 1966?
Hey, man, take a look at
I'm
my
sorry.
Life.
No, that is correct.
Hey.
Bruce Palmer. Yes. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I thought you said Neil Diamond. I didn't hear Neil Young.
Yeah, Neil Young.
Yes. That was.
Listen to the vocals on this. Left channel only in the beginning.
It's Stephen Stills' vocal.
Yeah, that's.
Why left only? Why is that?
Because the Beatles did it too. They're experimenting with stereophonic sound. We're going to go all left channel. Now listen to this. We're going to go both channels for the vocals. Listen.
There it is.
Right?
I just think, like, hey, this is a good song.
Did you mess with the balance in your car and you can sing along, you can have like an empty lead vocal track.
So once again, you know nothing.
This sucks.
What?
Okay, could you imagine like being live today and this came out like, oh man, that's the jam. Like, this sucks.
Yeah, it's just
that time.
It's
for that time.
It's hopeless.
That's a great track even now. What are you?
No, I like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's
who.
Well, that's Buffalo
Springfield.
Yeah. 1972, Elton John released Rocket Man on this day.
Nice.
That's not bad, right?
That's a good one. Yeah. Excellent. Like this one.
And in 1984, this song began a run at number one on the UK chart. It never got higher than number two in the US, but it's one of Zoe's favorites.
Nina.
Jeez, that was fast.
You and I in a little tool shop.
He knows it. He loves it.
Bagging balloons with the money we got. Set them free at the break
this
of dawn.
This man doesn't like For What It's Worth.
One by one, till they were gone. Back at place.
I lost the German part of it.
Sorry. Oh, it was originally 99 Luft Balloons in German.
99 Sea Luft Balloons go by.
We got a great old-timey sports one from today, too. On this date, 3 March, year of our Lord, 1875. Indoor ice hockey makes its public debut in Montreal, Quebec. Ready for this?
What year? 1875?
We actually
what was
have
the building? Wasn't the forum, was it?
It was a cold building.
We have him in the forum.
We have a quote from the actual Montreal Gazette that day.
Montreal, quote, Cap Bell Center.
A game of hockey will be played in the Victoria Skating Rink this evening between two nines chosen from among the members. They had a awful way with words back then. They couldn't write.
You really need to do old-timey French accent to do that one.
I leave that to Scott Zolak.
Uh-huh.
A game of hockey will be played.
Le game de hockey shall be played with adult nun?
From among the members.
From among the members?
Very good.
No.
That was really good.
Avec. Adult nun from its members. We will serve teeth and crumpets.
It's like having Gerard Depardieu in the studio. It's amazing.
Pepe Le Pew will sing.
Or Jerry Lewis. who the French loved, I might add.
Yeah, that's how they got through to the French president once, right?
Jacques Chirac.
The prankster.
They got through. They said it is Jerry.
Was that a Stern thing? I think that was a Stern thing.
They got through.
Yeah.
And conducted
they called Jacques Chirac by claiming to be Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They love Jerry over there.
By the way, they followed that up with an indoor soccer game 145 years later last Saturday that absolutely sucked. Yeah. Wow. Ill-prepared was Montreal for that indoor game on Saturday.
Where do they play that? At the old baseball stadium?
I don't know where they were, but
it had to be an open-air indoor stadium.
Clyde and I are watching the game. We're like, it looks like 6x6 sections of indoor-outdoor carpet they laid down. He's like, that looks like AstroTurf, like carpet on top of a concrete slab. Ball was bouncing everywhere.
Well, I'm into for overtime deep, so I am out of here. Guys, have fun.
Thanks, Dan.
See you, Dan.
See you soon. later. It is. They played Olympic Stadium.
Oh, Tatum's better, but next time.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, 90 seconds, no commercials. Join us for the fourth and final hour of Zolak and Bertrand. Well, we'll talk sports with you. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much
that's
it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.